We certainly have much to pray for. That's always the case. It just every day there's more added to the list. But we have a great God. Book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my earth, or the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. In this verse, we read, thus saith the Lord. It's a phrase that ought to immediately get our utmost attention. Thus saith the Lord. The subject matter is himself. You notice four personal pronouns in verse 1. My, me, my. Notice three more in verse 2. So God is speaking. And the subject he's speaking upon is himself. The subject matter ought to immediately get our attention, our utmost attention. The manner of his statement is a contrast between himself and mankind. And this is seen from the question that he asks in verse 1, where is the house that ye build me? And where is the place of my rest? With that question, he is saying, I am unlike man. He is saying, I am not man. I am not man. He is declaring his splendor, his magnificence. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. He paints a picture of himself. He produces an image of himself. And he does this for our understanding and our comprehension. Jesus declared in John 4:24, God is spirit. That is, God the Father is spirit. Now we know Jesus became flesh, but God is spirit. And as such, he is invisible. 1 Timothy 1:17 declares him to be invisible. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. So God is spirit. God is invisible. Yet all through the Word of God, human body parts are attributed to him. But again, these are figurative, so that you and I can better understand. We don't understand spirit. We don't understand invisible. So you and I can better understand and comprehend God. He uses figurative language to describe himself. The Bible speaks of his face, which represents his presence, his favor, his goodwill, the manifestation of his love and grace. The Bible speaks of his eyes, signify his omniscience and all-seeing providence. The Bible speaks of his ears, representing the fact that he's always ready to hear his people. The Bible mentions his arms, his hands, indicative of his power, even speaks of his finger, speaks of his wings to represent his protection and his care. Again, all of these are just word pictures so that we can understand, have some better understanding of God. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. That is a word picture as well. And it illustrates the immensity of God. Hear God say, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. As you hear that, you see the hugeness of God. You see the vastness of God. You see His massiveness, His enormity, His greatness. Now, we preached on this passage probably a year ago, and we entitled that message, Throne and Footstool Theology, and there's good theology in those terms. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Today we want to look at this as a portrait of the immensity of God, the largeness, the greatness of God. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. It says something about the extensiveness of the Lord. It says something about the immeasurableness of the Lord. It speaks of His infinity. It speaks of His significance, His prominence. It speaks of His distinction. There's nobody else that can make such a claim. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. It's an image of grandeur, the amazing magnificence and the solemn, awe-inspiring majesty of God. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. With those words, a picture is created. And in this picture, God is the leading idea. God is the only idea. What is declared here is also acknowledged by Solomon at the completion and the dedication of the temple. We read of it in 1 Kings chapter 8. Following God's glory filling the temple, we read that Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel. And he spread forth his hands toward heaven. And then we read in verse 27 of 1 Kings 8 as a part of his prayer. He said, behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. He's acknowledging what God says here. The truth that God speaks in Isaiah 66, verse 1. He's thinking of and speaking of the immensity of God. And as Solomon said that, his heart was overwhelmed with wonder and amazement. There was reverence, there was praise, there was worship. There was humility. And now we hear God say, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. And when we think about that, we ought to be overwhelmed with a sense of awe. But we also ought to find tremendous encouragement in the immensity of God. We ought to find great strength in the immensity of God, great assurance, wonderful confidence. So let's look at this picture. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. First of all, in this picture, there is heaven and there is earth. The distance between these two is inconceivable. The moon, the nearest celestial body to Earth, is almost 240,000 miles from Earth. But the heaven that God is speaking of is beyond that. The heaven is my throne. It goes beyond 240,000 miles. The sun, the closest star to the earth, is about 93 million miles away from the earth. And the heaven that God is speaking of goes beyond that. So now this picture is taking us beyond 93 million miles. I cannot even comprehend 93 million miles. But the picture goes beyond 93 million miles. The next nearest star to Earth, 25 trillion miles from the earth. That's 25 with 12 zeros. And the heaven that God is speaking of is beyond that. Again, you have the sun about 93 million miles away from earth. The planet Pluto is 40 times further than the sun. But the heaven that God is speaking about goes beyond that. Within our own galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, 200 to 400 billion stars. And some of those stars are 60,000 light years from the earth. A light year being about 6 trillion miles. Multiply that by 60,000. But the heaven that God is speaking about goes beyond that. And we could go on and on and on. But God says the heaven is my throne. And the earth, all the distance between the heaven and the earth, He says, I sit on my throne and the earth is my footstool. When you consider all the distance between earth and the throne of God, it's inconceivable. How big is God? He's that big. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Oh, the vastness, the massiveness, the enormity, the immeasurableness, the infinity of God. So in this picture, you have heaven, you have earth. In this picture, there is a throne. The heaven is my throne. You think of a throne, you think of rule. The heaven is my throne. It is a picture of rule. You think of a throne, you think of exaltation. And the heaven is my throne. How far is God exalted and elevated above the earth? Well, we've given you some idea, but that's just a glimpse. We read in Psalm 47 and verse 9, He is greatly exalted. How greatly exalted is He? The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Isaiah 33 and 5, the Lord is exalted for He dwelleth on high. What does that mean, on high? The heaven is my throne. A picture of inconceivable exaltation. The heaven is my throne. Is my throne. It is a picture. In this picture, not only do you see a throne, but you see He is reigning present tense. The heaven is my throne. You read those words Wednesday after the election, they'll still say the same thing. The heaven is my throne. It is a picture that he is reigning. And like a trumpet blast, we read in 1 Chronicles 16:31, Psalm 93:1, Psalm 96:10, Psalm 97:1, Psalm 99:1, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. It is present tense. It is ongoing. It is a statement that he reigns continually. The Lord reigneth. And that is not passive. It is active. That means the Lord reigns actively. He's not just sitting on a throne. But he reigns actively. The heaven is my throne. You notice that there are no qualifying words in that statement. No qualifying words to establish boundaries. No designated areas where he reigns. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. That means that he reigns everywhere. It is a statement of absolute reign. The psalmist declared in Psalm 103, verse 19, "The Lord hath prepared his throne. You and I haven't prepared it. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth overall." Come what may, his throne is fixed. The Lord hath prepared his throne. His throne is set. His throne is secure. He exercises dominion in absolute sovereign. He is absolute sovereign in every realm. Every realm. Someone will say, well, does God control that? God controls everything. There is not a single place in this earth. There is not a single place in heaven. There is not a single place in hell that God does not reign and that he does not reign sovereignly. The Lord reigneth. The heaven is my throne. He's the absolute authority. He's above and over all. He's superior to all. The heaven is my throne. He rules. He's in control. He manages. He directs. He guides. He governs all things. And he does so majestically. He does so powerfully. He does so eternally. And he does so triumphantly. We read in Isaiah 14 and 24. The Lord of hosts. By the way, that's a phrase that occurs about 235 times in the Word of God. He's the Lord of hosts. Whatever host you want to talk about, whether it be stellar host, animal host, angelic host, demonic host, human host, he's the Lord of hosts. And he hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And I have purposed, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. So the God that we read of in this book is quite different than the God that the world believes. Quite different than the God that the religious world declares. You see, they present a God, the religious world does, a God who created everything. And they go as far as to say, yes, he created everything by personal and direct action. Yet their theology says he cannot regulate the works of his own hands. That's not the God of this book. The God that is presented in this book is quite different from the God that is declared in most pulpits, which is a God who reigns over nothing and is a mere spectator, hoping that all things turn out well. That's not the God of the Bible. The God that is declared in the Word of God is nothing like the God declared in most pulpits today. A God who is filled with benevolent intentions. He wants to bless, yet he can't because man won't let him. Well, who's in control there? Not God. But that's not the God of this book. The God of this book says, "The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." According to Ephesians chapter 1, he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. I wouldn't want God to be any other way. The God in this book. You see, man wants a God that in their mind they reduce down to a size where they can manage him. The God of this book cannot be reduced so as man can manage and shape him however they will. Man wants a God that can be flattered and bribed. Not the God of this book. Notice he does not say, "My throne is in heaven." Now Psalm 103, the verse we referred to, verse 19, God hath prepared his throne in the heavens. His throne is in heaven. But this statement here in Isaiah 66 and verse 1 is something more than that. He doesn't say, "My throne is in heaven." He says, "My throne is heaven." That is my throne. It's heaven. In this picture, there's heaven, there's earth, there's a throne. The one upon that throne is reigning. There's also a footstool. The earth is my footstool. Now, footstool is exactly what it sounds like. A stool for the feet. It's that which is underneath. So when he's saying the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, he's saying the earth is underneath me. The earth is underneath me. Completely opposite, completely contrary to what the humanist theology is. The heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. It's a picture of God's sovereignty. And everything else is underneath. Take all the uprisings, take all the strivings, take all the contendings and all the opposition and all the defiance of man and the world against God. And no matter what form these may take, no matter where they may come from, no matter how widespread they are, no matter how powerful they are, no matter how intense they are, no matter how repeated they are. Hear God say, "The earth is my footstool. Everything in this earth is beneath me. Everything under this earth is underneath my feet." He's saying, we see a picture here, he's the Most High. Towering above all, he's the prevailing one. He's inconceivably above the earth and everything in it. He is God. Again, people will talk to someone and they'll say, "Well, they believe in God." Do they? Do they? A lot of people say, "I believe in a superior being." Do they? I believe in God. Do they? Do they believe in the God they've created in their imagination? Or do they believe the God of this book? There aren't many that believe in the God of this book. There are very few. In this picture, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. God is the owner. God is the owner. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. The distance between heaven and earth is inconceivable. And God owns it all. Man has yet to discover, and man never will discover, all that's between earth and heaven, where God's throne is. God has allowed man just a tiny bit of knowledge. Just a tiny bit. And man takes that tiny bit of knowledge and comes up with the theory of evolution. How shameful. In this picture, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. It's a picture that God fills all. God is God, and as God, He fills all. The psalmist declared in Psalm 139:8, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Why? Because the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. You can't go anywhere where God isn't. There are children of God who try to flee from God. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Heaven is His throne. The earth is His footstool. Wherever you go, He's there. Lost sinner, you think you can ignore God. You can't escape this God. Wherever you go, He's there. He's there. Jeremiah 23:24. God says, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Do not I fill the heaven and the earth? Where are you going to go? This all illustrates the fact that God is beyond measurement. God is beyond comprehension. Notice in the book of Job, chapter 11. Book of Job, chapter 11. Read verses 7 through 9. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Those are the words of Zophar. And he is telling Job that God is immeasurable. God is infinite. God fills all. Everywhere you go is this God. That's wonderful news for you and I that know Him. Consider this portrait. The heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, in light of who God is. Because this picture that we get in Isaiah 66:1 magnifies the greatness of everything that God is. God is creator and God is sustainer. We see Him declare such in Isaiah 66:2. He said, for all these things between heaven and earth mine hand hath made, and all these things have been or been sustained. He's creator, He's sustainer. And He says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's immutable, He's eternal. What that simply means is He is what He was, And he'll always be what he was and is. The God of yesterday is the God of today. And the God of today will be the God of tomorrow. He does not change. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. The God of the past is the God of the present, and the God of the present will be the God of the future. He is almighty. He has all power. He has all might. His power reaches all things. There is nothing that it does not reach. The God who placed the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies and the planets in the sky by merely speaking. He's a God who can. And he's big. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. The God who created the mind-boggling distances of the stars is a God who is able. And this able God, he says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. The God who created the seas, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, by merely speaking, is a God who can. The God who took the dust of the ground and formed man is a God who knows how. And he says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. All the greatness of God. He's all-knowing. He's all-sufficient. He's always everywhere present. He's holy. He's loving. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's good. He's faithful. That is, he cannot deny himself. He never falters. He never fails. And what man does or does not do does not affect the faithfulness of God. We read in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. What you believe does not make God. God is regardless of what you believe. Regardless of what the atheist believes. Regardless of what the agnostic believes. Regardless of what the child of God believes. God is. And this very same one says, the heaven is my throne. And the earth is my footstool. Everything that he is fills heaven and earth. That speaks of his greatness. The psalmist said in Psalm 77:13, who is so great as our God? Who is so great as our God? And in Psalm 95 in verse 3, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And in Psalm 145 and 3, great is the Lord. His greatness is unsearchable. And Jesus said in John 10 verse 29, my Father is greater than all. And it's this one who says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's greater than all. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the magnitude of our problems or our trials or our difficulties or our impossibilities or our needs or our burdens or our infirmities, no matter how big our giant is, he's greater than all. We all face giants. But is there any giant in your life that can compare to this? My throne is in the heavens. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. That's giant. And your giants and the giants in our lives are just a drop in the bucket compared to our God. Consider who he is in light of this statement, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's our Father. He's my Father. He has an interest, has a concern, has a care for me, for you. He's our Father. And He says, the heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. People will ask, children will ask, well, what does your daddy do? My Father rules the universe. Top that. He's our portion. Psalm 16:5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. And think of that in the light of the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Oh, what an inheritance we have. Psalm 66:2, we read, He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. And in light of that, I hear Him say, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's my habitation. He's my strong tower, my refuge, my hiding place, my fortress, my sanctuary. And we hear Him say, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's my shield. How big is my shield? It's as big as God. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool and He's my shield. What do I got to worry about? What do you got to worry about? He's my shepherd. He's my king. And the heaven is His throne and the earth is His footstool. Oh, the greatness of our God. In this world, there are many storms. But what's the storm compared to this God? There are many difficulties. There's traps of all kinds. Yet we need to see by faith the heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. We need to hear God say, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. In a world filled with sorrows and heartaches, and at times overwhelming trials to you and I, there is God. And we hear Him say, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. That's a wonderful picture of the greatness of God. Everywhere we turn, there are pressing and desperate situations. Everywhere you turn, there's that which is broken and shattered. Everywhere you turn on this earth, there's ruins, and failure, and defeat, and discouragement, and torment, and misery. Insurmountable problems and needs in man's eyes. But there is God. And I hear Him say, the heaven is my throne. And the earth is my footstool. In other words, He's more than whatever it is on this earth that you deal with. He's more than that. I'm not minimizing what people deal with. It's big to us. It's big to us, but not to God. God is greater. God is more than. Again, we do not know what giants we may have to face. We have faced giants in our life. We have been intimidated by giants, and a lot of times we take something that big and we turn it into a giant. And if that be so, it's still a giant in your eyes. But there's no giant who can compare to the one who sits in the heaven and his feet are upon the earth. Our giants are puny. Our giants are nothing compared to God. The heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. I can trust in that God. Can you think of a better one to trust in? I can trust my eternity to Him. I can confide in Him. I can lean upon Him. I can walk with Him. I can walk with the one who says, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. I can talk with Him. And He listens. And I can go with Him every day. I believe God goes with me. But every day I have the opportunity to go with Him. And there is a difference. Oh, the wonder of our God. So great that He can take a dead, depraved sinner and give him life. Save their soul. And I'm glad. I tried awfully hard in my unsaved days, and in my foolishness I thought I could get away from God. You can't. And it's just utter foolishness to think you can. You cannot escape God. That can be a scary thought for those that are lost. You can't escape Him. Those who leave this life without Christ are going to find that out when they stand before the great white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20. And what did they do? They sought a place to flee. There's nowhere to go. So it can be a scary thought if you're unsaved. You're going to face Him. You can't escape Him. But also if you're unsaved, there's some encouragement in those words. He's a God that can save your soul no matter where you are. No matter where you go. No matter what you become. You're not out of His reach. He can save your soul. He can get a hold of you. That's true of every one of us that are saved. Never out of His reach. Never. How far He had to reach down to save my soul. And I'm still not out of His reach. In fact, the Bible says I'm in His hand. I'm in His hand. Holds, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. He holds it all in His hand, by the way. That's beyond comprehension. We're blessed. You and I that are saved, we're blessed to know this God. We don't know much about Him. But the little bit we do know, what a blessing. And we strive to know more about Him every day. Again, if you're here and lost, this God whom you will face, this God whom if you die without Jesus Christ will cast you into hell, this God also is your only hope. He's the only hope you have. The sooner you realize that, the better your life will be. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.